Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, this time without me singing. I don't know if you appreciated that or not, but I did it anyway, and I want to encourage everyone to live their lives just that way. Whatever you want to do, do it. And don't procrastinate. And that's this episode's topic. This episode is called Soonish. And I don't think there's any other word out there that is more vague and abstract than soonish. Soon is already the worst when it comes to procrastination. Saying you'll do something soon is like basically admitting you'll never do it. But soonish adds another layer of vagueness that it's kind of troubling. I think troubling is a good word to describe it, because I mean, what's worse than admitting that you'll never do something is openly stating that you are incapable of sticking to your word and to what you set out to do. And I'm not excluding myself from that. Like me and that Berserk video and episode that I'm kind of putting off, and so many plans that I'm putting off. And that's just a little example. Like, it's not something that is going to save someone's life or something. It's just a piece of entertainment. But I've set my mind to do it, and I don't know why I'm not doing it. I'm telling myself that there is a better time, and that circumstances aren't ideal, that I am too tired, that the weather isn't nice, that I'm too lazy to set up my lights the way I want them, so on and so forth. And I think I'll always find excuses not to do it. And that's just a tiny example of what we often do in life. We put things off that are really important to us because we think that the time is not right, or that it's not an ideal moment to start. And the truth is, there is no ideal moment. I came across this quote on Instagram. I keep quoting quotes from Instagram. But why not? If they are accurate, then I can also just pass them along. So this quote says, "If you weren't ready, you wouldn't have the opportunity." Now let that sink in. If you weren't ready, you wouldn't have the opportunity. If you weren't ready, you wouldn't have the idea and the wish and the plan in your mind and your heart. You are ready. If you can envision something, you're ready for it, because your mind is at that place where you can totally see yourself experiencing it. And if that happens, if you're able to visualize something, you're able to actualize it. And I think that's so profound, and that's so mind expanding, to be honest, because it's just crazy to me that we are so scared of our own greatness and the amazing things we can experience and everything that we are supposed to have in our lives. And I think so many people out there just never reach their fullest potential, and that's so sad. And I'm not excluding myself. I'm just observing that I often feel that way as well, that I have so many plans and I want to achieve certain things and I want to do them, but in my mind I'm thinking, it's not going to work. I can't do it. I'm not ready. I have to wait. I have to do this and this and this. I have to be this and this and this. I have to get this and this and this. And the list goes on and on. But I'm so done with that. So instead of saying I'll do it soonish, make a plan and stick to it. I've planned the next episode of this podcast, and I've planned the episode after, and one of those is going to be that video episode I actually set out to record. And that's just a small step in the right direction for me. I would really like to work for myself. I would really like to be my own boss, and I think I have a lot of qualities, if I'm being completely honest, that enable me to do that well. And I have other qualities that I would have to work on big time. But, you know, being self-employed isn't all amazing. I know how hard it can be. There are downsides to it, but there are downsides to everything. Just knowing that you're responsible for yourself completely changes the way you approach situations, I think. And it makes you more creative. It makes you more willing and able to go for what you want. And it can spark your ambition to really flourish and come to the surface. And yeah, that's just probably the main topic that I would say, the biggest elephant in the room for me personally, that the topic of procrastination actually plays out in my life, is taking that step. So I'll keep you posted on that and on my plans and how I'm progressing, if I'm progressing. But for now, I'll stick to my podcast plan, and I'll actually keep doing small things that don't feel comfortable, but that are good for me and that push my boundaries. And I hope you're going to do the same, because how we do small things, we do great things. So start small and it'll be so much easier to achieve your big goals too. All right, that was it for me. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked it, please make sure to rate it wherever you're listening, and subscribe if you haven't already. Also recommend this to someone you know. That would be super cool. Thank you so much, and I will catch you on Monday. Bye.